just take a moment to just tune into the posture sitting, feeling the sit bones connecting with the seat, feeling the earth underneath the sit bones, underneath the floor, underneath the foundations. Allowing the spine to be upright, the curve of the lower back to tip the top of the pelvis forward, elongating the neck, just fractionally tucking in the chin, dropping the shoulders, opening the chest, allowing the breath to be unhindered. Feeling our ground sitting. Feeling our body sitting. Allowing the body to relax. Even as it is upright. Feeling the breath. It's a natural movement. Like the wind or the clouds. Not needing to be controlled or influenced or organized. Just receiving it, receiving the breath. The body and the breath is an anchor place one can return to again and again. So if one feels absorbed into the content of experience or overwhelmed by the what is one experiencing, then one just can return to the body and the breath, allowing attention to rest in the body, allowing the breath, receiving the breath, feeling nourished by the in-breath, and allowing whatever kind of stress or accumulation, tightness or tension to dissipate on the out-breath. So loving kindness has the capacity of welcome, of warmth, of interest, of drawing near. Compassion is the ability to touch and to quiver with, alongside, what is suffering. One of the fundamental teachings that underlies all of the Buddhist traditions is the Four Noble Truths. And the first of those noble truths is that there is suffering. We experience suffering in our physical pain, we experience suffering, and the things that are going well sometimes don't last. We experience suffering and having things that we don't want and wanting things that we don't have. We experience suffering as the body ages and gets sick and dies. But the first noble truth is one of four noble truths. The second of the noble truths is that there's a cause of suffering. And we in this culture are very strongly habituated to seeing the cause as outside of ourself, or blaming ourself. But the cause of suffering is not wanting things to be the way they are. And so in seeing the cause of suffering right there, we can find the cessation of suffering. Compassion is the ability to bring attention to the suffering. Hold attention with the suffering, allowing the suffering to release. So any time There's a feeling of being overwhelmed. It's too much. Just returning to the ground of the body and the breath. The ease and well-being of sitting in a sanctuary, supported by friends who are also interested and aspiring to do the same, and held by the silence and the earth. Just as we're sitting here and feeling the physical body, just allow attention to scan through the whole of the physical body, from the feet, up the legs, the knees and the hips, the pelvis, the pelvic girdle, the organs, the back, the shoulders, the neck and the head, the arms. A scanning that is allowing and receiving. Just notice if there's any particular place in the physical body where there's some discomfort. It's possible that you don't have any discomfort in your physical body. Maybe a little bit of tightness or tension. Just allow attention to begin to notice if there's an area that is paining or tight or hot. Feeling dense. Just noticing that there may be an area, and just to begin a sense of where that area might be. Just allowing attention to begin to get a sense of the kind of space or the shape that it occupies. So there's a shape where the sense of discomfort is present, and then there's an edge or a fuzzy edge where it is no longer present, where it feels peaceful and relaxed and comfortable. And so this would be an opportunity to bring attention to that edge. Not inside the suffering, but outside of it. Just close to it. Just noticing what happens to the physical body when we bring attention close to, just next to something that feels a little uncomfortable. It's a little bit painful. Does the body tense up? Does the breath begin to be constricted? So if we can notice that there's any reaction, then we can bring our attention to the reaction. The tightness or the constriction of the breath, or a little bit of maybe the clenching of the jaw or the hands. Compassion is able to quiver with the suffering that's present. It receives it, feels it. But doesn't absorb into it. Relaxing around the reaction, bringing attention to the edge of something that's painful. And one can observe what happens to the sensation itself when attention is brought to the edge nearby. Does it get stronger? Does it dissipate? Does it pulse? Does it start shifting and changing shape? Does it get hot? To cool down. There isn't a right or a wrong thing to observe. Just aware of what happens when attention is brought nearby something that is painful. Now, one of the things that's very important with working with suffering is to deliberately take one's attention away from that which is suffering and place it in that which is cooling and soothing and nourishing. So again, we are going to reinvest attention in the physical body, the ease and well-being in the physical body and the breath. And let any residue that might have accumulated from being close by something that was painful, allowing it to dissipate. Feeling the body sitting here on the ground, allowing the in-breath to renew and invigorate, and the out-breath to relax and release. And notice the difference of what happens when attention moves away from that which is suffering in terms of the body response. So it's often the case that we're not aware of the tension that we're holding until there's a contrast and we let go of the object around which the tension is accumulating. So once again, find a place in the body that is painful or discomforting or a little bit tense. It could be the same place, it could be a different place. And in the same way, just get a sense of the kind of space and the shape that it occupies. this time, allow attention to go from the edge through the center and through to the other side. Carefully, gently, with interest. Pick another point, another place, another edge. Move through the space with one's attention through the center and to the other side. Pick another place on the surface. And move through the center carefully to the other side. And now this time, allowing attention to very gently, softly, come and rest in the center of where the painful place is. Breathing in a sense of renewal and breathing out a sense of release and relaxation in the center of what is painful. And notice what happens to the sensation when we bring attention gently and softly to the center of something that's painful. And then, very gently and carefully, moving attention away from the center. Suffusing it in the ease and well-being of the body sitting here and breathing. Allowing if there has been any accumulation or tension or tightness, even in spite of one's intentions, to allow it to release. One returns again to a sense of ease and well-being, a sense of feeling connected to the ground of the earth beneath us and the ground of our own well-being. Our own embodied experience of well-being to support us. Allowing the in-breath to renew and to release on the out-breath. So physical discomfort and physical pain arises in the body. And there is actually a difference between the physical sensation and the reaction to it. One is able to experience unpleasant physical sensation without adding anything at all to it, without hoping it goes away or wishing it were otherwise or thinking that if one was practicing correctly you wouldn't be experiencing this. There can just be physical pain and the observation of it without any suffering at all. It is challenging. And it is possible. So meditation gives us the ability to separate the difference between the physical component of what is arising and the mental reaction to it. Receiving the reaction, embracing the reaction, standing with the reaction until the reaction dissipates. It doesn't necessarily make the physical sensation less. But it does make the suffering less. So, in the same way we can do this with physical sensations, we can also do this with mental experiences, with memories or moods or emotions. For many of us, it takes more ground to be with mental objects without absorbing into them. We think we are what we are experiencing. But that also is just a thought. So we can use thought in order to investigate thought. We can just take a few moments to think up a thought, conjure up a thought that's a little bit unpleasant. It might be a belief system that we have or a fear that we have, a memory that we have. We don't need to work with the most difficult one. On a scale of 1 to 10, we can pick maybe a 2 or a 3 of difficulty, a difficult thought. It might be a belief we have about ourselves. Or about another, or about the world. So just take a moment to allow this thought, conjure up this thought, something that's familiar to you, that you find yourself thinking frequently, or something that doesn't easily let go. The thought is present, and just get a sense of how it affects your physical body. Now, when this thought or belief, memory is present, does it occupy a shape? Does it occupy a space? What is the shape and the space that it occupies? Does it have a color? And does it have an edge? So in the same way, we can bring attention to the edge of a physically unpleasant sensation. We can also bring attention to the edge of a mental unpleasant experience. And we can also allow attention to touch and enter into the mentally unpleasant experience. Knowing that what is touching the mentally unpleasant experience is not the same or affected by it. Knows fear, is not afraid. Knows distress, is not distressed. Knows doubt is not doubting, but knows desire is not desirous, knows anger, aversion, or rage is not angry, aversive, or raging. So attention has the ability to meet and touch and be present with suffering. This is the aspect of compassion. And it also has the ability to shift focus of attention and allow attention to rest in something which is soothing, calm, and grounded. So just allow attention to return to the body, to the ease and the well-being in the body, to the stillness of this space, and to the ground, this vast, expansive ground that supports and holds, sustains and nourishes us.